The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
And now, Sports Talk 1240.
It's my 3-year anniversary show on the AM 1240 WGBB airwaves. The New York Mets and the New York Yankees are somehow in first place. Do they look like it? No. We'll talk about Noah Syndergaard. We'll talk about Alex Rodriguez. We'll talk some baseball. We'll also talk about the New York Rangers. That's right. JB's talking hockey as the Rangers are 3 wins away from a Stanley Cup. We're taking your calls the entire hour at 631-888-8811. But hit me with that good stuff, Brian. All day. It's Jake Brown at JB Sports Radio. I'm back. It's been a long, long time since we've been up in this ancient studio. We got a lot to get into. It's obviously a big weekend in sports, and I'm glad to be here with you. Going solo, going guest-free, trying something a little bit different. I like to have an awesome guest. I like to have a guest that'll maybe bring attention to the show and all that. But sometimes you just got to kick back, relax, and talk to the fans and talk to the listeners. So tweet me at JB Sports Radio with your questions. Tweet us at Sports Talk 1240. 631-888-8811 is the number to chime in if you want to join this program. But folks, Noah Syndergaard today was phenomenal. I mean, this guy comes up this week and he's been the second coming. And I mean, he struggled last year, and obviously the excuse was Vegas and all that. And the guy, he can't perform with, obviously, Vegas is a tough place to pitch. He comes up here, he dazzles. Obviously, struggled a little bit in Chicago, but got no run support. And he had a good first 4 or 5 innings, and then he started to get roughed up a little bit. Today, obviously, it comes against the Brewers. You know what? The Brewers stink. They're terrible. They're one of the worst teams in baseball this season. Craig Counsell replaces the prior manager, and now Mike Redmond today loses his job in Miami. So jobs are being lost pretty handily right now, and Terry Collins may have been close as Brian hands me my computer charger here as we're all good to go now. But Noah Syndergaard has looked everything like we hoped he would look. The guy's got a nasty curve. He's got a nasty changeup. He throws a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. He throws cheese. And unfortunately, one of those heaters hit Carlos Gomez right straight in the head. And that hurts. I got to be careful with my language on here. I'm used to my follow us at Brown and Troop as well, my CBS podcast with Ben Troop. I'm used to being able to curse on there, and it's been a while since I've been on the radio airwaves. And we're not trying to get the dump button going. And man, this studio, man, it is old, man. I'm trying to get my headphones adjusted. I can't hear at times, but we're surviving right now. And it's been 3 years. I started with Ty Hardeman. It was called the fifth quarter in New York sports, and now it has evolved 3 years and tremendous growth. Man, I used to suck. I used to be terrible at interviews. I'd have each question down. I used to get nervous talking to some people. Like, who gets nervous talking to, like, a beat writer? So now it's just like, what's up, bro? Like, now it's just, it's easy. And it all comes with the growth. And I thank everyone who has listened over the years and will continue to listen. And I'm cherishing every show here because I don't see a ton more. I'm hoping to take my talents to South Beach. Just kidding. But hoping to take my talents somewhere full-time in the air. Listen to Brown and Troop every week. play.it/Brown and Troop and subscribe to that on iTunes. Have to give the plug out there. But I'm all over the place right now. It's very hot in this studio. Obviously, the weather's heating up. A good beach day today. I did not go to the beach, but, man, this studio get some Mack Weldon underwear and use the promo code BNT because that's the kind of underwear you need to survive in this studio. But back to the topic on hand, and that's Noah Syndergaard. The Mets rotation has been lights out. I mean, the bullpen has survived the injuries. The starting rotation has been very good. The problem is the offense. But, I mean, people are going to lose their minds. They're losing their minds over the Mets when half the team is hurt. Now, let's go through the injuries for you right now that the Mets are suffering. David Wright. Finally, tomorrow, we're going to see him, hopefully, resume baseball activity. Now, what does that mean? Was he playing T-ball like a five-year-old? We don't know what he's going to do. He injured his back while he was trying to recover from his other injury. And, I mean, this guy's been injury after injury after injury, and you love David Wright. I mean, the guy's – every girl wants to get into David Wright's pants. The guy is sexy. He's good-looking. I'll say it as a straight man. The guy's got money. He's got the smile. I mean, we wish we had teeth as white as David Wright's. But the guy can't stay on the field. I mean – if you, people are talking about the Mount Rushmore of the Mets and him being a core four of the Mets franchise, the guy can't stay on the field, so he's nowhere near a core four guy with the Mets. So he's going to resume. Travis d'Arnaud is going to resume activities this week. Bobby Parnell is rehabbing right now. Vic Black gave up a run in Port St. Lucie yesterday. He is rehabbing. So within the next week or two, we're going to see likely Bobby Parnell back. We're going to see Vic Black back. We're going to see David Wright back. And we're going to see Travis d'Arnaud back. And then you know what? People could stop throwing a hissy fit over the 22-16 Mets, the first-place Mets, and start to get their panties out of a bundle. Let me say that. 631-888-8811 if you want to chime into the show. We're taking your calls for the first time the entire hour. No interviews. It's just Jake Brown, the listeners, and you, baby. Let's hear from you at Sports Talk 1240 at JB Sports Radio. And Chandler's calling in from South Carolina, and I know he's been tweeting me, and he wants me to get into the Rangers, which I will, and he might crucify me for not starting with the Rangers. Chandler, good evening. How you doing?
All right, how you doing, bud? Congrats on the anniversary, man.
Thank you, man. What's on your mind tonight? What's going on?
How much? You know, I mean, I understand why you started with the, you know, you got to start off with the appetizer before you get to the main course, so I understand that.
And it was Noah Syndergaard. I mean, I got to talk about the young stud. Did you watch it today?
No, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. I mean, I watch the Mets when I have to, but yeah. I'm glad that they're actually doing well because you can't really have a rivalry with another team if the other team is terrible.
Exactly, you know? Exactly, yes.
So we need them to be good. We need Terry Collins to not turn into the idiot Terry Collins and allow these young kids to grow.
Terry Collins has cost the Mets multiple games this year. He cost them about a dozen last year. I mean, there isn't a manager more that cost their team more games than Terry Collins in the league. I mean, you pinpoint one guy, it's him. So I think if the Mets, I can't say continue to struggle because they just took 2 of 3, but if they struggle come June, he's got to get the short leash like Mike Redmond just did, and he's got to get the axe and get the pink slip because I've had enough of it. I mean, the excuses, Chandler, have been through the roof for this guy. He doesn't have a good team. Guys are hurt. I mean, when are the excuses going to stop?
I don't know, and the thing is, you know, Redmond should have known when they gave Stanton that money that his job was on the line. With Terry Collins, until they decide to make a trade for a second baseman and a shortstop who can actually play major league defense, Collins' job is safe.
And Wilmer Flores, you said it. Good job, Chandler. I mean, the guy has cost him multiple games. Another guy has cost him multiple games. Throw the ball to first base. I mean, it's something you learn in Little League. It's embarrassing, his throws. He can't field. And sure, you give a guy time, but when a guy single-handedly is costing you games defensively, which is something that the Mets should be surefied that they're set there, you gotta go a different way. And I go with Matt Reynolds. The guy's hitting constantly over 300 in AAA. If not, go get Tulo. He wants to go. The Rockies suck. The Rockies are a disgraceful franchise right now, and he wants no part of it. So go get Troy Tulowitzki. Right, Chandler?
It would make sense to me for the Mets to do that. They have assets that people want. Mm-hmm. The Rockies need a graceful exit for Tulowitzki. He needs a graceful exit so he doesn't come off as a bad guy. So make the trade.
But the problem is, what do they want to give up? Are they going to give up? Now Syndergaard's becoming really, really good trade bait. But do you want to give him up? Steven Matz is a sub-2 ERA in Las Vegas. Do you give him up? I mean, what's the right package?
I think for the Mets, they give up Dylan G. First of all, you want to give the Rockies some major league talent. You give them Dylan G.
They're going to want more than that.
Maybe you give them the kid Mets. You know, you got to look at maybe giving them one of the two catchers.
Yeah. No, I think you got to give away. I keep d'Arnaud, but I think Paulecki, and even this kid Monell is starting to show himself that he could hit a little bit. I think something around maybe, Chandler, a Mets, Matt, the problem with Matt is that he's a lefty, and John Neese is the Mets' only lefty. And we know John Neese is not the second coming of Matt Harvey. He's an okay pitcher. He's a middle-of-the-road starter, and he's a lefty that the Mets badly need. So I don't know if you trade Matt. If the Mets could somehow work out a Montero, Flores, and Paul Lecky, and the Rockies do that and eat some of the money, I think you sign off for that and take a vacation. Do that immediately.
But the thing is, if you tell the Rockies you'll take all the money, you don't have to give them that good a package.
That's a fair point, but, I mean, they're going to want something. I mean, they're going to – Dylan G is a guy who's been injured. Let's be real. He's been injured the last 2 or 3 years. He's inconsistent. He got shelled early in the season. We don't know what we're going to get from Dylan G. They're going to want a solid number one prospect. We're talking about probably the best hitting shortstop in baseball here. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, you got to give them the kid Mets, but you give them G, you give them Mets, you give them one of the catchers, and then you give them maybe, you know what, maybe even you throw Murphy in the deal.
Murphy. Murphy's my dude. I mean,
really?
I love the guy. He's a great hitter. He's clutch. He drives and runs. You know what, he's not a great fielder, and he makes some mental lapses on the base pass, but, I mean, the guy's consistently hit for the Mets.
That may be so, but he can't field.
But then who plays second base? What, are you going to put Flores there so he can F up more?
No. Listen, the Milwaukee Brewers are having a fire sale. Trust me, they got a couple of young kids in the minors you can get from them that can play defense.
Well, see, that's an interesting point because the Brewers are having a fire sale, which means Gene Segura is probably going to be expendable for them. And I would imagine that Segura, the speedy shortstop, a good defensive player, he's going to cost the Mets less than Tulowitzki would, but I'm not about the whole trading Murphy thing because you're creating a hole. You're basically filling up a hole at shortstop, creating one at second base. So I disagree with that. But Chandler, let me hear you talk a little Rangers before I got to let you go. I want to hear your is this team? I mean, the resilient. It seems like they're destined to win the cup. Is anybody getting in their way right now?
Yeah, I mean, destined is a strong word because I'm worried about Tampa Bay. The thing that people, you know, Ranger fans for some reason seem to act like every other team has terrible goaltending but us. Mm-hmm. Ben Bishop is 8-1 against the Rangers.
Yeah.
The kid beats us. He beats us. We beat him the other game on really, let's call it what it was a lucky goal.
But
I'm worried about beating Tampa Bay, and I'm worried about getting through Anaheim. Tampa Bay and Anaheim are the two teams I'm worried about because Anaheim can play the same style we play. They can win a 2-1 game, and they got Perry and Getzlaf. And you know what? Perry, once he got those guys are doing work there in Anaheim, and I think they're going to beat Chicago. So I'm not going to say it's destined. I think we can beat Tampa, but it's not going to be easy at all. It's not going to be easy. It's not about stopping Stamkos, and I don't really care about Callahan. And you know, if you still want to be stuck on Callahan, you know what? Then go root for Tampa Bay. I want to see somebody, you know, freight train Callahan at this point. He's with Tampa. I don't care about him anymore.
It's pretty amazing that he's even playing. I mean, with his injury, that even skating, he's playing good minutes. It's pretty impressive on Callahan's part. But I mean, the difference is, you said it. Bishop's 8-1 versus the Rangers. But Henrik Lundqvist right now is the number one player in the playoffs. He wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. You hand it to him right now. Every single game has been a one-goal game. And that all, you hand it all to Henrik Lundqvist. You hand him the keys to the car, and he has driven this team to the promised land. They're just closer and closer. But for me, I don't look at the regular season. I know you're completely 100% right. It was all lightning in the regular season over the Rangers. They swept them. But all those games were early. This is a different Rangers team. The playoffs is a completely different time. So I don't look at the regular season as something you could really look at here. That's like people when they say, when they try to compare the Brady suspension to Ray Rice, and I'll talk about that later and give my look on that. But you're worried about the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I guess a lot of fans are, as opposed to them playing the Canadiens. So you're telling me if the Canadiens had won, you would be less worried than you are now playing Tampa Bay?
Yes, because we can beat Corey Price, and we've beaten Corey Price. You know how it is with goaltenders. Some goaltenders just beat some teams. Mm-hmm. No matter what team they go to, they beat certain teams. They could be out there in a rec league, and they could beat certain teams. Bishop, and it's not just this season. You know, 8 games is more than one season. Okay, this guy has a track record against us. So, yeah, I would be much happier with Montreal than I would with Tampa Bay because everything with Montreal is easy to throw them off their game. It's easy to get them out, get in, get under their skin, get them to take stupid penalties. They're a much easier team to beat than Tampa Bay when it comes to the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but in the end, I think you're a little too worried. I think the Rangers are they're smooth sailing right now. They're winning games by one goal. Chandler, are you in South Carolina right now?
Yeah, I'm working down here, so I got to live down here.
Oh, what part of South Carolina?
Charleston.
Charleston, that's a good area. My family's in North Carolina, so I have not been to Charleston. But Chandler, thanks a lot for calling in. At Night Chandler on Twitter, by the way. Thanks for calling in, and have a good night, Chandler.
All right, bud, thanks a lot.
Yep, Chandler Knight. At Night Chandler, chiming in on the Rangers, chiming in on the Mets. Great stuff there. Sports Talk 1240 AM, 1240 WGBB. Jake Brown riding solo. I'm riding solo. How does that song go? I'm riding solo. Jason Derulo. At JB Sports Radio, at Sports Talk 1240. Follow me on at Brown and Troop, our show Twitter as well. I got some good guests cooked up, hopefully, in the next month. Potentially Fat Joe in studio, lean back. That's right. It's the fat man's anthem. If you can't dance, I know you can lean back. I mean, you might not be able to whip or nay-nay, but I know you can lean back. That is way, way back. Fat Joe in the building. The BX in the building. Jake Brown here. Here's the thing with the Rangers. I'm not a big hockey guy, obviously. The playoffs I've gotten into – but when you have a goalie like Henrik Lundqvist, you throw the worries aside because he's playing another level. But the thing I worry about with Ranger fans is this. They get so defensive. When you compare Marty Brodeur to Henrik Lundqvist, Marty Brodeur's better, period. Done, end of story. The guy has won Stanley Cups. Henrik has not won anything yet. Win a cup, and then we could put the guy on a pedestal. Right now, he wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. He's the best player in the playoffs. You hand it to him now, and you send him to Disney World. You throw him on the Superman ride, and you have a party. But he is not better overall than Marty Brodeur. Don't be stupid, Ranger fans. I mean, just don't be ignorant. I mean, it's that simple. He is the best goalie in the league now. He's not better than Patrick Waugh. He's not better than Marty Brodeur. I mean, I know you want to give this guy a massage. You want to ride him on your shoulders. You want him to be the king of New York. Until he wins a cup, he's not. But guess what? I think the Rangers are going to win the cup this year. It's destiny. Dominic Moore puts them ahead yesterday with a magical goal with 2:25 remaining. Derek Stepan puts them on the board. In the second period, I mean, folks, the Rangers is destiny. That's what it is.
I don't know what's going on. What's static going on? Are we still good over here? I don't know what's. I can't even hear. I sound like Mike Francesa now complaining about this. What? 641-888-8811. If you still hear me, chime in to the show. Maybe we should take a break now. And come back and see if we can get it fixed up. Right. Let's put a break here. We'll come back and try to get this fixed. That's the Rangers talk and everything else on the table. 641-888-8811. We'll take a break. Jake Brown coming back at you. Sports Talk 1240.
Sports Radio New York and AM 1240 WGBB are proud to announce the new Sports Talk 1240, along with the launch of a brand new website at sportstalk1240.com. Check out our new site for information about upcoming shows, as well as easy access to past shows, articles, our live studio webcam, and more. Of course, be sure to tune in to Sports Talk 1240 every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 1240 WGBB, or visit sportstalk1240.com for ways to listen to the live broadcast online or from your iPhone. We're excited about these new changes and hope you will be too.
So you're looking for a great club but don't want to go into Manhattan, or you'd like to find a new restaurant to check out, or you're buying a house here on Long Island and you'd like to find out about a certain area. Wouldn't it be nice if you can find out all the information in just one spot? Well, you can. LongIslandExchange.com. It's all you need to find out all about Long Island. LongIslandExchange.com for hotspots, classifieds, news, and more. LongIslandExchange.com is designed with only the Long Islander in mind. Get the best of Long Island. LongIslandExchange.com. Discover Long Island all over again at LongIslandExchange.com.
If you're trying to quit smoking, dipping, or chewing tobacco, you don't have to do it alone. Nicotine Anonymous is a 12-step program of recovery that meets regularly in your area. There are no dues or fees. The only requirement for membership is a desire to be free of nicotine. For information and meetings near you, call 877-TRY-NIC-A. That's 877-TRY-NICA. Or visit nicotine-anonymous.org. Let us share our experience, strength, and hope with you.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240. Check us out every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on AM 1240 WGBB. And visit us online at sportstalk1240.com.
Making simple changes in your everyday travel choices makes a big difference to New York's air quality. Trip chain, use mass transit, ride share, bike, or walk. Visit cleanairny.org to learn more. Clean Air New York, breathe it in. A public service message brought to you by the New York State Department of Transportation.
And now, back to Sports Talk 1240.
Sports Talk 1240, Jake Brown here. We're having some difficulty with the band. I'm going to go here. Nothing is working. He's playing. This is playing to get rolling. Matt Brown is here at Sports Talk 1240. AM 1240 WDBB. If you still hear me, call in at 631-888-8811.
This is Bob from North Carolina. You're coming in a little staticky. It's hard to hear.
Very staticky, yeah. All right. What's up, Bob?
Just a question about baseball in general. Do you think that there's just a lack of interest for fans today, since a lot of young people are now playing soccer and other sports to take the place of baseball? When I drive past fields, I don't see a lot of kids out there playing anymore. What's happening out there with the youth of today and baseball?
It's crazy because it was America's pastime, and now I believe it is working again. All right, we're good to go. It's still a little staticky, but it's better now. Okay. Let me breathe for a second. All right. So I think not even just playing baseball has fallen – whenever I talk, a bunch of my friends, and a lot of people I know, they say they hate baseball, they can't watch it. They say, oh, going to a game's fun, but I gotta have beer. It's like, it's really sad to hear, because I've grown up on baseball. It was basically my first love. I always played basketball. Playing wise, basketball was number one. But baseball was always there for me as the games I love to go to. I mean, I go to 25 Met games a year, and it's just a true passion of mine. But you're right, Bob, and thanks for the call. Just about how it's people just don't care about it anymore. It's crazy to think that, considering it's a sport we all grew up on. And now we are coming in loud and clear, and it feels so nice that I could talk and hear myself and not have static at JB Sports Radio. Sports Talk 1240. I'm sorry, people, for the technical difficulty, but we are back. If you left, come on back. And listen, I'm pretty sure everyone's probably left now. Bob is the only one listening, Bob and Noel. If you don't know, Bob is my father, and they do reside in North Carolina. So on a New York sports talk show today, we got a call from North Carolina, and we got a call from South Carolina. Now, I'd be satisfied if I got one next from, like, Alaska. Then I would say we made it, and I'd retire now with no pension and not much of a 401k. Jake Brown here on Sports Talk 1240 AM, 1240 WGBB. Again, if you want to call, 631-888-8811. And sticking with baseball here, as Bob brought it up, Jorge Posada said that guys who take PEDs, including Alex Rodriguez, should not be admitted in the Hall of Fame. And something came to my mind that I let out to my friend Lewis, who might be listening yesterday. And it was the first time I really said it, because I don't like to talk about it just because it's such a controversial topic. It's not that I don't like to talk about it, but I'm so indifferent on it with certain guys, and that's PEDs and the Hall of Fame. Now, here's the outlook that I had yesterday when talking about this. It's baseball's fault for their failure of testing and their horrific testing and guys being able to get away with it in the 2000s. And I think if a guy was caught once or wasn't caught not at all or was suspicious of taking steroids, they should be allowed in the Hall of Fame. If there's got to be an asterisk next to their name in Cooperstown, so be it. But for you to not let a guy in the Hall of Fame because you were suspicious that he took steroids or even if he failed one test, I think that's ridiculous and it's hypocritical. Because the fact that guys were getting away with doing steroids and doing HGH and doing amphetamines and they were able to get away with that, that is the sport's fault for their pathetic and their pitiful form of testing. If they had a better way to resolve this, none of this would have ever happened. So for guys like Jorge Posada, and by the way, Jorge Posada's got a book to sell, and I ain't reading that book. I ain't reading that S-H you-know-what. There's no chance. The guy's trying to make a statement so he could trend on Twitter, so he could become relevant, so he could sell a couple of books. Guys do it all the time. I was about to say it's a textbook thing to do, but where's my drum and cymbal when you need it? It was a textbook thing for Jorge Posada to do to sell his book. So I don't agree that guys who took steroids should not be let in. A-Rod's stats are phenomenal. Here's the problem with A-Rod. He's kind of been caught twice, and he had lied about it. So that's completely different. But for other guys who aren't being let in because of, and other guys have lied too. I mean, Palmeiro lied, McGuire's lied. They've lied. So that's completely different when a guy's lying about something. But in terms of guys who you're suspicious of, like Mike Piazza, the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is an embarrassment of riches. It is just an absolute embarrassment of riches. So it's baseball's fault for their failure of testing. Those guys should be in, and the fact that they're not is a joke. Jorge Posada made a statement to sell some books, and I disagree with his statement. I think it is a case-by-case situation. But the sad thing is the guy, and I think Barry Bonds, too, the fact that he lied about it hurts. Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer without steroids. The guy was a Hall of Famer if he had never touched a needle in his life, a cream, whatever the hell he was doing. He was a Hall of Famer anyways. Let's be real about that. The guy's the all-time home run king. Even if he wasn't, he was stealing bases early in his career left and right. He's a Hall of Famer. So don't give me that BS that he's not, because I think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. So that's my whole Hall of Fame rant. And if we stick with the Yankees, I mean, Alex Rodriguez, this guy's the Yankees' Lord and Savior right now. He has been driving in runs. He's been hitting home runs. The guy's got 10 homers, 22 ribbies. He's hitting 250. He's got a 351 OBP. So a Yankees offense that has been anemic the last week. They've lost 5 of the last 6. They lose today 6-0. They lose 2 or 3 to the Royals, 3 or 4 to the Rays. The Yankees offense is getting older by the second. I actually just checked the time, and Carlos Beltran has just submitted for his AARP card. Alex Rodriguez, he just got out of bingo. It was reported that he did win 2 games, but it was run by the Yankees, so they didn't give him the money. You see what I did there? Because the Yankees didn't give him the $6 million for breaking May's record. You like what I did there? I mean, I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one because that was pretty good. Yeah, so the Yankees right now, it's fun. It's a weird state for New York sports. Sports Talk 1240 here. Jake Brown, 3-year anniversary show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'm glad we're coming in smooth now. But what was I just talking about? Now I lost what I was thinking. It's a bizarre state in New York sports because the Yankees this week have struggled. The Mets before this weekend were struggling, and they're both still in first place. I mean, everyone's talking about complaining and all that, and both teams are still in first place. So let's sit back, breathe in and out like you're pregnant, and realize that everything is good in New York sports right now. You got 2 first-place teams in New York sports. I mean, life is good in the Big Apple. The Rangers are 3 wins from a cup. Touch the cup. The Mets are in first. The Yankees are in first. The Jets have had the magical Mike off season that they could have hoped for. just a tremendous draft by Magic Mike Maccagnan. And the Jets have been marvelous in this offseason. And obviously their issue continues to be quarterback. But there's nothing wrong in New York sports right now. The one thing that's wrong and the reason the Mets probably won't get to the playoffs this year is the guy at the helm. Take a page out of the Marlins book. Now you can't because the excuse is the Mets are hurt. But the Marlins, they get no hit for 8 2/3 innings. They finally get a single. After the game, Mike Redmond gets fired. I mean, the Marlins are 16-22. It has not been that much of a free fall for the Miami Marlins. Jeffrey Loria is like, you're at it. I mean, how do you cut the leash that short for Mike Redmond? I don't know if he deserved really to lose his job there. And they lose, they get rid of the bench coach as well, Rob Leary. And that's not their fault. Terry Collins is single-handed, and I said it, Chandler. Thanks, Chandler, for calling. Thanks, Bob, for calling in. 631-888-8811 if you want to chime into this program on this Sunday night, May 17th, Memorial Day weekend. Coming up next weekend, I'll be in Pittsburgh with the Seven Line Army, repping the orange and blue. Excited for that. PNC Park the first time. But I don't know if – I think they cut the cord too early with Mike Redmond. Now, Terry Collins is just a pathetic manager. And if you've listened to the show before, if you heard me before, if you know me, if you met me, you know I haven't liked Terry Collins since the moment they signed him. I thought it was a cheat. They got him on the cheap price, and that was at the time they were broke when they got him. They got him when he was basically 10 years out of Major League Baseball. Folks, he's old. He's 65. He had a Houston Astros team that was stacked. He had an Anaheim Angels team that was stacked. What did he do? Garbage. Nothing. Never hasn't made the playoffs. I mean, what were the excuses those years? His win-loss record is 760 and 781. I mean, I've had about enough of the excuses that continue to be made. You know what? I tweeted out the excuse that the Mets are hurt. But, I mean, that's a valid excuse. They are hurt. And I also said that because they're in first place. If this team was under 500 right now, I highly doubt Terry Collins would have a job. But if the Mets played like they did versus the Cubs this week, he won't be here much longer. I really don't want him to survive this season. But for me to say that would mean the Mets would have to go on a bad losing streak. Because Sandy Alderson doesn't seem intent to get rid of Terry Collins until they're maybe below 500, like 5 or 10 games below. I mean, Mike Redmond and the Marlins were 6 games below. They have a solid team, not as good as the Mets. And they fired his ass. So, I think Terry Collins, they can't win with him. Can't play with him. Can't coach with him. Can't do it. I just don't think he's the guy that will get the Mets to the promised land. He just won't. He hasn't won in his entire lifetime. And he is 65, so he's at the age where you can retire. He is at the age where you enter a bingo hall and just start playing. He's at the age where he has a pension in place. He's at the age where he's doing the crossword puzzles in the New York Times, and that's where he should be. Not in a Met dugout. He shouldn't be there. And the thing that worries you about Mike Redmond being gone now is, remember, they were interested in Wally Backman, who's the AAA Las Vegas manager for the Mets. I want Wally Backman, and I know a lot of Mets fans do. I mean, I'm not going out on a limb saying Wally Backman should be the Mets manager. But let this guy be the Mets manager. I mean, this guy's going to instill a fire in a team. He will go out there, get thrown out on a bad call, and chuck a base. Now, it's hard to do that now because of the replay. It's a completely different story now. But he's a guy who's going to go out there. He's gonna get down there, get dirty, get in guys' faces. And Terry Collins is not that guy. Terry Collins is a guy who makes excuses left and right nonstop. I had to take a water there. I'm parched. But The good thing is the Mets are winning. The bad thing is that Terry Collins is probably going to stick around all year, folks. I mean, this was the year they pointed to, go win now or you're out of here. And for all the idiots that said, give him an extension for the season, are you out of your freaking mind? How do you give a guy who's never won an extension? That's basically like this. That's like, That's like you being a cashier and, no, I'm trying to think of an analogy that works here. I just can't come up with one. Giving a guy who doesn't win an extension, that's like giving a tip to a waiter that doesn't bring you food or drinks. It's like they literally don't bring out your food. That's basically like you're tipping them and they don't do anything for you. I guess that's a decent analogy. Terry Collins not winning and getting extension is basically a waiter not bringing you your food. You're not getting what you want. You're not getting wins. You're not getting victories. You're not getting a spot in the playoffs. You're not making the Mets relevant again, which is the goal here. You're not doing it. So, no need to give it. And here's the thing I'm worried about. If the Mets are in first place, it's the All-Star break. They got a couple of days of rest. And Sandy Alderson's like, you've done a great job, Terry. I think we're going to extend you for 2 more years. No! Don't do that! Because we know what the Mets do in the second half. The Mets' middle name in the second half of the season is Swoon. New York Mets Swoon. New York Swoon Mets. The Swoon Mets. Swoon Mets. That's the second half Mets. So the second half Swooners. The Honey Swooners. The Swooners. The Mets Swooners. So don't think about an extension with that guy. So don't, throw that out the window. But you know what? You got to love what you're seeing from the Mets pitching staff right now. Matt Harvey's been great. Noah Syndergaard looked phenomenal today. Bartolo Colon was 6-1 to start the season and a Cy Young candidate. John Neese has been okay. I mean, he's had his rough patches. He's been okay. But, man, I'm just worried about a Mets-led team with Terry Collins. They're just them. And the Yankees? What can we say? They're surviving. Survival of the fittest right now with the New York Yankees. 22-17, they're in first place in what has been a mediocre AL East, which we thought would be good. And they're doing it without Masahiro Tanaka. And I said when Tanaka went down, the season would be over for the Yankees. But they've been all right. Got to give them credit. Excuse me. Michael Pineda has been tremendous. And finally, he's healthy. Can he stay healthy? That's the question. But the problem with the Yankees, I said it before, is the bats have been terrible right now. I mean, Jacoby Ellsbury has been solid. He's only got 6 ribbies. He's been okay. But A-Rod's been okay. Chase Headley has not been very good. Mark Teixeira has been solid. Carlos Beltran, his career's over, folks. I mean, he's got 16 ribbies. He's hitting .234 with a .271 OBP. Carlos Beltran looks old out there. Brett Gardner has been okay. Brian McCann, where are you, man? Where are you? Again, an OBP below .300. Steven Drew, where are you, man? Where are you? Didi Gregorius, where are you, man? Where are you? I mean, Chris Young got off to a tremendous start, and he has cooled down a little bit for the Yankees. But where is the hitting coming from? I mean, it's not been good for the Yankees. They're not getting many hitters hitting the ball. I mean, when you got multiple guys with below 300 OBPs, you know you're in trouble. You know it's a sad state of affairs when that's the case. So the pitching has been surprisingly good, and the Yankees' strength, what it has been, give credit. I mean, Andrew Miller and Dellin Betances have been absolutely remarkable for the Yankees. That back end of the bullpen has been lights out for the Yankees. Got to give them credit. Really do. First place, Yankees. Is it going to last? No way. I mean, the Red Sox have been terrible, and my dumbass predicted the Red Sox to go to the World Series and win it. I think I said Red Sox Nationals before the season. And the Red Sox have been dreadful. Their offense has been bad. Their middle-of-the-road pitching has been bad. The Red Sox have been really bad. I'm very surprised by how bad the Red Sox have been. Sports Talk 1240. Jake Brown here at JB Sports Radio at Sports Talk 1240. 631-888-8811 is the number if you want to chime into the show. I started here in 2012. It's been 3 years on the radio airwaves. It's been quite the journey. Let's go back in the Jake Brown WGBB timeline. I feel like Steve Urkel in Family Matters, he's stepping in the timeline and becomes Stefan. How cool would that be? You step in something and then you just come out like you're Channing Tatum or something. I mean, that would be great. But anyways, starting in 2012 with my boy Ty Hardeman. Shout out Ty Hardeman, who now I believe is in Baltimore. He was in Kansas City for a while, went to Baltimore. We worked well together. The problem with Ty is he knew nothing about baseball, and in New York, you got to know baseball. I mean, baseball is Bob called in and said baseball's falling. Kids aren't watching. But here in New York, it's Mets and Yankees. Like, that's big. It's probably second fiddle. It's probably football, then baseball, then basketball here in terms of multiple teams, and then hockey. I know hockey's big right now, but everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. So me and Ty was a great kid, but he left. I believe I did some shows myself, and then I brought on Andrew Fertitta. The weekend with Jake and Drew was the thing on ESPN New Hampshire, and I brought him in here because we both shared the passion for the Mets, Jets, and Knicks, and we were big New York sports guys. But then we went our separate ways, and he did his thing, I did my thing, and now it's me solo. I brought on guest co-hosts. Shout out to Rob Carpenter, the former Jets receiver who's come in here. Shout out to Emory Hunt, the former Louisiana Lafayette running back who has been in here to co-host with me. Shout out to James, a.k.a. Jimmy Flippin, who has been in here with me. I've had multiple co-hosts. Shout out to Luke Halpert, who has done social media during this three-year run. It's been a lot of great memories, a lot of growth. I feel like I'm signing off here forever, but I just want to tribute those who have come before me. But, yeah, I mean, Luke has been here. Drew has been here. We've had a lot of different people here part of this program. And I'll remember when I do get to where I want to be, I'll remember this old studio. I'll remember the static where I couldn't even speak and people couldn't hear me. I remember dead air. I remember the bathroom always out of paper towels and always out of toilet paper. I mean, this place is like 80 years old. But that's where you say, that's where Drake says start from the bottom. You start from here. And it is old, but you know what? We're on the airwaves in New York, AM 1240 on your radio dials, the TuneIn app, sportstalk1240.com/webcam. I mean, I'm looking pretty damn fly right now if the ladies want to check out the webcam page. So check that out. But it's been a good journey, and I'm still – check out Brown and Troop, please, podcast. Subscribe to that. We're giving out swipers giveaway, macweldon.com. BNT promo code, save 20% off. Get your man, get your husband some of the best underwear you will ever find. Socks, underwear, shirts, the most comfortable stuff on the face of this earth. $50 or more, you get free shipping. Spend any amount and save 20% with BANDT. So I got to plug that. Man, oh man, you got to do it. So check out them at MacWeldon, at Swipers_LLC for your car gear, support your team there. But we're talking Mets, Yankees, everything, and I didn't touch on it. 631-888-8811. Tom Brady, don't be stupid, people. Don't be freaking stupid. The guy cheated. How hard is it to understand? Maybe if the guy cooperated and he told the truth originally, he doesn't get suspended. But they asked him. Ted Wells said, you don't have to hand us over your phone. Just hand out the printed records. And he said no. Now, I mean, why wouldn't he do that? They're not asking. I don't think they're asking him for his records with Gisele Bundchen. Because, you know what? Then you're going to have some dirty texts in there. You might have some naked pictures. You're going to have some nudes in there. I can understand. If he doesn't want to hand that, don't hand the phone then, because they're going to go through looking for pics of Gisele. And hell, if I was reporting for that, I would too. But don't, but comply. I mean, it's that simple, folks. Tom Brady goes out there and tells the truth. We're talking a different story. It's a completely different story. All he had to do was hand it over and tell the truth, and this is probably two games. Now, he's going to appeal, and Roger Goodell's is leading the appeal process, which is mind-boggling. How do you not have an independent investigator for that? I mean, that's embarrassing. But for all you Patriots fans, and I'm not saying this because I hate the Patriots. You sure I don't like them. They're cheaters. I'm just speaking facts and common sense. Get it through your thick minds. Get it through your skin. How stupid you sound saying Brady should be let off. I mean, you sound like an idiot just saying it. I mean, doesn't your IQ just decrease when you say something that ignorant? I mean, don't you just feel like an idiot? Don't you feel like a fool? I mean, say this to yourself and tell me. Say Tom Brady is innocent and he should not face any sort of penalty. And see how dumber you get just by saying that. I mean, I feel dumb already. I feel pretty stupid. I mean, I feel like I shouldn't even be hosting this show saying something that dumb. So get your act together. Cheated, didn't comply, he lied. I mean, what more could he do? Run the streets naked? I mean, what else can he do at this point? The guy didn't follow the rules. He cheated in a playoff game, and who knows how many more times he's cheated. And really, you're going to talk about Jim McNally, the deflator, being called the deflator because he was fat and needed to lose weight or something? I mean, really? Again, you're embarrassing yourself here. So it's so obvious that he cheated that it's not even funny at this point. So glad he got the suspension. I think four games was just right. If they appealed and it goes down to two, I'm not going to throw a hissy fit. I think that's fair too. But I'm glad that you got to take the draft picks. You got to take the million. And he does have to miss game time and game checks. So I think it should be at least two. But I think it should stick with four. Two being the least thing possible. But comply. It's that simple, Tommy. I mean, he has such a problem with how people think of him, and he wanted to get that fourth Super Bowl. He's so insecure about throwing the football at this age that he had to cheat to gain a competitive edge. And I know it didn't affect the game. I know it's not a blowout, but who knows if he didn't do that in the Raven game where that would have made a huge difference. That would have made a huge difference. We know how close that game was and how close the Ravens came to winning that game. Who knows if he did in the Super Bowl? I don't think he did because the Super Bowl, those balls are like sacred. Nothing like some sacred balls. it's amazing how that still makes you laugh, just saying balls and different words surrounding them. It makes you feel like you're 5 years old again. But it's fun. Sometimes you just gotta go back to your old days. And a tweet from Duca Smash: he should be Gonorelli already, and Wally should be the manager. I don't know if this Duca is listening, but if he is, he would know that I said that. I said Terry Wally should be the manager. And again, the thing is, if they keep winning, it's not going to happen. I mean, it comes down to the fact that if they're not under 500, Terry Collins is going to be here. So thanks, Duca Smash, for the tweet. At JB Sports Radio, at Sports Talk 1240. The Duke of Earl, Duca Smash. But yeah, Brady suspended. That's obvious. The Mets, Terry Collins has got to go. We got about 5 minutes left in the program. So I'll go through a couple things here as we wind up the three-year anniversary show. I feel like there should be balloons or something, or a piece of cake, cookies. And check out the Brown & Troop YouTube page. Our first video, I had I popped my cheesecake cherry. I tried Cheesecake Factory, and I tried Junior's, and I found Junior's to be better. Brian, are you a cheesecake guy at all? Junior's or Cheesecake Factory? Junior's, yes. I thought I would like Cheesecake Factory better with the creamy and stuff. It didn't taste right. I thought Juniors, yeah. Juniors all day. Juniors, do you hear us? You're getting love on the radio and the podcast. That's double love. I want free cheesecake for life. But I didn't find cheesecake really to be a life-changing food. Like, I have to have it. Like, I would have it now. Like, I never had it before. I would definitely have it, but I wouldn't be like, oh, please get me cheesecake. But now if I do want it, I'm going to go to Junior's. So thank you, Junior's. But last couple of minutes here. So the Mets, I think Terry Collins has got to go. I'm going to say it over and over, but it's not going to happen. Let's be realistic about it. We'll see what happens. But don't judge the Mets really in full until Wright's back, which should be a week. Darno back in probably a week and a half. Parnell and Black probably in the next week. Blevins probably late June. Mejia for the second half. So, I'm sorry. I'm still happy right now. 22-16 a week before Memorial Day. I'm a happy camper. And when those guys come back, it's going to be better. You got guys filling in who shouldn't be playing, but it's going to be better. And Lucas Duda's been tremendous. Juan Lagares has been great. I mean, he's doing what we expect him at the plate. He's basically a 270 hitter. Murphy got off to the bad start, but he's kicking it in a gear. Kadire had a big hit today. I mean, the Mets had to recycle some runs from Saturday. I really wish they saved some of those, dropping 14 runs. I chose not to go all weekend. I'll probably go tomorrow for Harvey Day because I want to see Harvey. Flores sure has bats surviving, but guys, come on. Flores fielding has cost the Mets four games this season. It's time to go get Troy Tulowitzki. Paging Sandy Alderson, go get Troy Tulowitzki. So I think the Mets need a shortstop. Obviously, Terry needs to go. But I think all is good in Mets land right now, especially with Noah Syndergaard and with Steven Matz on the horizon, who has been tremendous. The Rockets win Game 7, 113-100. The Clippers with an absolute collapse of riches. Tomorrow, the Rangers try to take a 2-0 series lead. They've won every game in the playoffs by only one goal. Can the magic continue? Can King Henrik sit on his throne? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. He will. All day, all day. So I think the Rangers do touch the cup. I do think the Rangers win the cup. And the next time I'm on probably will be after they do win the cup. Yeah, you heard it, folks. The Rangers. When Stepan's playing like this, when Moore and Broussard are playing like this, Rick Nash just score a goal, Marty score a goal, and who's going to stop him, huh? We got a minute left in the program. Thanks, everyone, for tuning into my three-year anniversary show. I think the Yankees and Mets just need to get healthy. They'll be fine. I think the Rangers are touching the cup. I think the Brady suspension was right. Oh, this beat, man, is solid. I want everyone to have a great Memorial Day. I will be in Pittsburgh next weekend. Follow me on Twitter at JB Sports Radio. Check my Facebook page, JB Sports Radio, at Brown and Troop, at Sports Talk 1240. I'll be back probably in a couple of weeks behind the airways. It's been three magical years, and I'm hoping for another 43 to 53 more, maybe 63. Maybe I'll go till I'm 90 behind the mic. I want everyone to enjoy the rest of their Sunday night. Have a great week. Have a great Memorial Day. Let's go Mets. Let's go Rangers. Have a great night, everybody.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.